Yo, what's up? You're listening to the Yo Is This Racist podcast. My name is Andrew T.
My name is Tawny Newsom. I am here.
Hi, this is
a rare instance where Andrew T has eaten his noodles prior to the recording of the podcast.
I was mistaken and believed we were recording half an hour before we actually were. And so what I did was I ordered delivery to arrive basically 1 minute before work ended for lunch. Uh-huh. And I thought I was going to have to like just invent a window of time where I was pretending like my internet was slow so I could eat noodles in 1 minute. And uh-huh. I basically did. And then I got on the Zoom and you guys weren't here. And I emailed everyone and I was mistaken. I was informed I was mistaken about the time. And you guys didn't have to watch me eat so many noodles so fast. I'm not going to apologize, but I will let everyone know the humming sound you hear is the AC unit because the heat has won. I'm in retreat. I'm in the smallest room in my apartment, which is the only one that has an AC unit that like is ahead of the heat. Every other room is a losing battle. So
it's playing catch up and not winning. I just want to go back to the noodles real quick. So Matt, we got producer Matt Apodaca on the ones and twos over there. Producer Matt, our Hello. Plan did work of lying to Andrew about the time so that he would accidentally give himself a lunch break.
Yeah, very good. People are going to hear that and say, should you be lying to your friend Andrew? This was actually to make sure he ate lunch, so we were helping him.
Yeah, we were doing this because we're concerned about, we feel like you're doing some kind of weird intermittent fasting thing. It doesn't seem healthy, so.
Yeah.
Normally, you guys suffer through the lunch because there's been a couple times I've eaten on mic. Listeners, go back. Send us, if you send all the time codes where you can hear me eating my lunch on mic during pandemic, you win a prize.
Now,
I don't know what that prize will
be. I was going to say, what is the prize? Because you know, these people could just send any old time code because ain't no way any of us are going back and listening. So, yeah. Listener, here's a tip. If you want to win a free prize, just send a bunch of numbers to Andrew.
According to internet comments, though, every podcast listener has misophonia and hates any sort of chewing sound, so no one's going to do this.
That's true, yeah. Misophonia has really come to the forefront as being something that everyone has, as opposed to just the people it medically actually affects.
So, I like a chew. I like to know that my podcast hosts are... You know, getting their nutrients when they need them, and in my case, the opposite of nutrients because I ate the most unhealthy shit. I had a meal so unhealthy that my Postmates driver, I'm saying this like a joke. It's not a joke. My Postmates driver sent me a like upwards of 5-sentence text message saying, "Deliver your food," and then basically gave me a pep talk about how we're all going to get through this.
And oh my God.
I was like, yeah, for real. I was like, that means, it also said, I hope you and your family are well. I was ordering lunch for one person. It's fine.
Yeah. You got a family meal.
it was a lot of food and just clearly very depressed food.
Sure.
So yeah.
Talking about depressed. This is a podcast called Yo, Is This Racist? Where we listen to your voicemail questions about racism. And we used to answer them with the help of a special guest or guests. Not used to. We usually do. We are taking a hiatus in the guest front. And we've just been doing rocking the Yo crew, just the trifecta of me, mm-hmm. Andrew, and Matt for
Squad.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Figuring some shit out. There have been some nice words. People like this format. We'll see. We're figuring it out. We don't know. Listen, if we could tell how any part of the future was going to go, do you think any of this podcast would be the way it is.
Also, do you think we'd waste it on making this show better?
No,
I'd use
no.
that knowledge to switch careers or do something.
Yeah, fucking just anything else. Anything else besides specifically this.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, racism podcast. We didn't talk. I don't remember if we talked about this last week. Did you guys see noted racist, noted white supremacist Ben Shapiro talking, getting so mad about the wet ass pussy video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have really anything to say other than it was very funny to me, and fuck that little racist. That's all.
I like that he was trying to hide it behind medical concerns for Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. He was like, this is actually medically not safe.
Yeah. It was real. It was just, I mean, and then someone like if you go back, it's like, he's like a racist from like the 80s, I guess. He has so many tweets about like, pull your pants up, and like, I just don't like all the crassness of rap music shit. And it's just like, the tweet that I saw it under was like, just say the N-word, man. It's like, you might as well.
Yeah.
You want
to
say it so bad.
Like, and here's a question I don't actually want the answer to, so no one tweeted at me. were the Ben Shapiros of the world going this nuts over, let's say, a baby got back, if you will, back in the day? And the reason I don't want the answer, I truly don't. So if you're typing it now, if you're about to send it to me, delete. Don't even save it in drafts. Just delete it. I don't want it. The reason I don't want it is because if they weren't, we get that that is sexism, right? If they were, it's still some racist, you know, rap isn't music bullshit.
Yeah.
So I truly don't care about the answer. I'm just posing the question, I don't know, to hear myself talk. But yeah, the people like
That's
this
why
are trash.
We're here. We're here to hear you talk.
The clear exuberance and celebration of these two Black women talking about their body is like, if you don't like it, you just don't have, you know what I don't like? I don't love zombie shit. I don't love it. It makes me feel gross and scared a little bit. So I don't watch it, but you're not going to catch me talking about how it's demonic and bad for our brains. I'm just going to be like, yeah, I just don't fuck with that.
I would probably talk about how zombie shit is on some level, probably racist, but
that's true. I mean, we always have an angle.
I'm sure we could find it. It's in there. It's in there somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. It was just very, like, it felt like almost like old racism. I was like, oh, we're doing more like crap music racism this week. Good on you, you fucking white supremacist scum. Did we have any other news? I don't know. I feel like none of the election shit. I guess the Kamala Harris stuff. Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, look, this isn't what we do. We always say this. It's going to be a little wild on the show because it is an election year, and now we have a VP candidate who is a Black and South Asian woman. So it's going to get... We're going to be accidentally wading into waters that I would prefer we not sometimes, just because there are other people better skilled at talking about politics. Not that I don't have opinions, I just don't have necessarily public ones all the time. One thing I did want to talk about, of course, you know, we saw last week, for some reason, people deciding to question Kamala Harris's Blackness. I mean, do you hear me like falling asleep and falling down on the ground as I talk about this? I don't even want to justify this position at all. But I feel it's important to point out that where some of it comes from, we know where a lot of it comes from, which is just like white supremacists trying to find any way to give Black Americans a reason to not support her. But some of it also comes from within the Black community. What's our acronym? Yeah. The American Descendants of Slavery, when really it should be the Descendants of American Slavery, because you can be an American descendant of slavery somewhere else, I guess. I don't know. That's just me quibbling with language. Also not my business. Yeah, because her family is Jamaican and Indian, and she is not a descendant of American, you know, of chattel slavery in this country, people are trying to draw a delineation that her Black experience, they're trying to say that she does not have a genuinely Black American experience. I would reframe that and say her Black experience was different from other people's Black experience. And that's really the end of the conversation, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's really like, I mean, we're just in terrible. I think politically, like Kamala Harris probably is like, I think probably could do better on some things, but also like on the balance, like, I don't know what the point of all the criticism is, I guess. Like, it's valid, but also like, people are, you know, right-wing people are pulling actual birther shit on her. Like, just a racist, like, oh, she wasn't born in this country shit again.
So like, I guess you already tried that one.
Yeah.
You don't have any new... You gotta get some new hits.
I mean, that's the whole thing with racists. They haven't had an original thought in, like, 15,000 years. They're like, it's pathetic. So,
can you imagine,
I don't know.
This is terrifying for me when we have like a Latinx candidate, because the birtherism shit is going to be through the roof.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's really like, I don't know. I don't think either of us cared that much about politics in the sense of like the horse race or the little details of it. You know, we care about politics to the extent that it hurts people or helps people most of it.
I am excited about doing my part this November to ensure that fewer people on the balance are hurt by politics.
That's the least. And also, if you're a person listening to this and you're disillusioned with, you know, like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or how the National Democratic Party is behaving, that's sort of like fine. And I would say something that you can do is do something in your community. Again, like local politics, you know, we had city council candidate Nithya Raman on a while ago. She's doing wonderful things in Los Angeles. She's at a runoff, by the way. You know, which is against the incumbent who took a bunch of money from like all these Trump supporters, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's not the time to campaign. My point is, get, you know, do something in your community. Yes, it's not everything, but your efforts will go a long way. So like personally, like, I guess I'm not like super enthused about Joe Biden, but if I'm out there, either out there or virtually out there, getting out the vote for someone like Nithya Raman or someone like, you know, that I care about at a local level, that will be sort of the same thing. You know, those people voting for Nithya Raman in this case are not voting for Donald Trump. You know, so it's better to do that. I don't know. I'm just offering, I don't know why I'm spitballing about politics off the top of my dome, something that I know very little about.
No, it's good. It's good. This new format is no guest, more bullshit. I like it.
Yeah.
We all
mega bullshit. Constant bullshit. It's warm as hell. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's too hot here. Matt, you look like you're still squatting in that rich lady's home. Have you formed a friendship? Have you formed an unlikely friendship?
Still not. My whereabouts have still not been made clear to the inhabitant of this residence.
Okay.
So I've been successfully frogging now for several weeks. I do wonder if my girlfriend heard this, if she would be like, just say you live there. but it's not true. I do. This is, a rich woman's house. And I am
she should like it because snacks. I'm inferring that your girlfriend is the rich, cool, cultured woman who decorated this beautiful home.
She did a great job. And what I was saying to my friends was that, all the nice stuff is hers. And I brought video games. I brought all that stuff.
That's all right,
and DVDs. Y'all watch.
You keep it fun.
I keep it fun. I, you know, I brought all the toys and my freaking cats.
Mm. See, this is a good partnership. I like the sound of this. It's very Odd Couple. It's very like, you bring the bookcase, mm-hmm. I'll bring the kitty cats, you
and
know?
We'll share the mm-hmm. AC, baby.
There we mm-hmm. go. You just wrote the log line. Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm stoked that yet another week goes by and another project for me to work on and star in has now occurred. I have a sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
And it's happening on accident.
We keep pitching you something latent within Andrew and I must be so concerned for your well-being. Like, we're worried about your career, and so we're trying to give you a job, like a theoretical job.
Weekly, you guys are like, if this guy's not a star, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sort of star or bust, honestly.
Yeah, it's, I got to go either big or I got to go home.
Yeah. You got to go home or you got to go to that lady's home. Pick one.
Home, I got to go to that house. Someone else's home, hiding in the crawl space. Crawling in the hide space? I don't know. Do we do a voicemail now? I don't
we
know.
We do a voicemail
is there anything else?
Now. How well, there are always other things. Here's the question. When you say, is there anything else? The answer is yes. There's so much racism news that we are never going to touch. Maybe we'll get to it next week. Who knows? This is definitely not meant to be an exhaustive accounting of all of the news and racism. So for those of you in my DMs suggesting that I, quote, forgot to mention something, first of all, get the entire fuck out of here. Get offline. You need a hobby. And I encourage you to find, but in all seriousness, we always encourage you to get your news. God, this isn't news. Get your information from multiple sources. Yeah. And definitely more exhaustive sources than us.
Multiple sources, and we are not one of them. We do not count. Cannot stress enough, we do not count as even a tenth of a source.
I can't imagine what the show would be like if every week it was like, okay, here we go. Here's every single racist thing that's happened since last week. What a nightmare.
You would be surprised what people think we have signed on to do here. Thank you for listening. Every stream counts, even when you annoy us.
Yeah. Wait, Tani, real quick, how was the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know me, same tale as old as time. Got sick of the bullshit, went to the mountains. It was beautiful. I went to Mammoth, did some dry camping. I'm really into dry camping because you just bring everything from your home, including water, food, everything. I didn't set foot in a grocery store. All I did was pump gas. I didn't walk into any space that wasn't like an indoor space. I was just in the woods or in my car, and that is the only way I feel comfortable traveling these days. So
is that a term, dry camping? Like you bring everything?
Yeah, some people call it dispersed camping or wild camping. And it's literally like you don't go to a campground. You go to national forest land, which if you don't know, National Forest and Bureau of Land Management land, you are allowed to camp on just open camping as long as you're like 100 feet from a waterway and off of a road. I think those are the restrictions. And usually you can't have a big fire depending on where you are. But if you're down to like rough it, or if you have like the right stuff to make yourself comfortable, it's perfect. You don't see anybody.
How much water did you have to bring with you?
I had like 5 3-gallon jugs. And then I had two, like, which were more for like washing dishes and shower stuff. And then I brought like 3 drinking 2-gallon jugs. And then my friend who met me brought a 5-gallon jug of water. So I don't know what that math is. We had enough water for 4 days.
Damn, that's so much water. Anyway, yeah, I don't and can't live like that. But it's just impressive to me. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's all.
It's fun. Well, you guys should come with me sometime.
I would
in
love
your own
to.
Cars and stay in your own fucking tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to do like a bunk bed in the woods situation?
Oh, I did order a hammock. It hasn't arrived yet, but I ordered a hammock. That is a camping hammock, but I think I might hang it. Well, now that I've given up the living room to the heat, I don't really have the room for it. But my plan was to actually hang it inside of my living room.
Cool. I support that. You might need, are you able to like put hooks into your wall, like some into some studs in the wall?
I had a doorknob and one like arm of a couch that I think should work, but truly might not work.
They so this hammock's going to be on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, high chance of that. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I just that just got a hammock on the way. I don't know where it's going to go, but
somewhere. That's cool. I look forward to your hammocking around.
Yeah, maybe next week I'll be in the hammock while we podcast.
Yeah, that'll be a new look.
Fine.
That's a vibe.
That'll come through in the audio too. People will be like, "Man, this sounds relaxed."
Well, ideally, I would still have the mic in a static location, but just be swaying far enough to and from it
so that there's sort of effect. Like a
Doppler effect kind of in and out. That will be fun. Anyway, sorry, I don't know why I felt compelled to waste time right this second, but yeah, let's do a voicemail. Fuck it.
No, you need to go to break first.
Oh,
please
leave that in. Leave that in. Thank you, Jordan, for keeping us together. All right, here, we're going to go to a break. Goodbye. All right, and we're back. Thanks to Jordan for teaching us how to do this show we've done over 1,000 episodes of.
I forgot about the break. Didn't even remotely cross my mind, I'm going to be honest.
We're doing great.
Jeez, yeah. Well, I guess now there's a voicemail.
Is there anything?
The dog just ran out of the room, and it's so hot anywhere besides this room. I don't know where.
Do you think he was embarrassed that you didn't throw to a break?
I think he... Oh my God, yeah. He's so pissed.
All right, punch it, Jordan.
Hi, I'm white. My fiance is brown. His family is from the Philippines. And on the regular, for no reason, people will approach him exclusively to say things like, "Oh, you're Hawaiian? I love Hawaii." Or, "You are Samoan." So I was just wondering, is this racist? Is this just like an innocuous observation that they think they made? And it's okay. Should somebody say something? Should I say something? Is that too white savory? Just what is that? Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, we love you too. First of all, Matt lost his mind with just, "Hi, I'm white."
I had to make sure she wasn't standing right behind me. That was so startling to me for some reason.
It was abrupt.
Well, you are living though. In her house.
That is true. This is her house.
That does explain some of the alarm.
So, I have been caught.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know why. This one stuck out to me, actually, because of the just. I feel like, I know we've talked about it too much on the show, probably, but the, like, is it just an observation? I guess I'm just, like, I don't understand why, rhetorically, we have so much trouble being, like, yeah, it's an observation, and it's a racist observation. Like,
sure.
Yeah. How is, yeah. It's just weird to me that somehow falls into, like, there could be, oh, it's, you know, just a preference, or I'm just stating what I see. Like, yeah, and you're racist.
Yeah, both of those things can be true.
Yeah.
Why, I like the one that's just someone coming up and going, "You're Samoan." just a sentence, not even a question. My first thought was like, oh, is that a Samoan person doing that? You know how people of color like to claim people. They like to be like, "I can see you, you know, oh, you're this, I can tell because I'm this." I'm guessing that isn't the case, otherwise she wouldn't be calling us about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Probably not. Do you think this woman should do something? Or, and what should that be?
I mean, what's your partner doing? I want to know what the partner's doing and like take their lead, you know?
I think one time you should try flying off the handle and just see how it goes. I don't think you should just be like, this is my policy. And maybe you should run it by your partner, because admittedly, this is a very bad suggestion. But I still think, just one time you should just be like, fuck you. That was fucking racist. No, look at me. No, look at me. Fuck you. And just see what happens.
Oh, no, the heat got to Andrew.
I know.
The heat's gotten to him. He's too spicy.
Get this guy a hammer.
I don't. What happened? Yeah. So chill.
You know, they say the cure for 110 degree days and air conditioning not working is just a hammock. Just lay down in some cloth that's too close to your skin.
Yeah.
Just put yourself, wrap yourself in a bag so everything's all squeezed together tight.
Yeah, lightly fold yourself closer to yourself.
That's it. Just hang out.
I'm sort of just like, I think she should say something, but gauge the comfort level of her partner. Because obviously, like, it can come off as, like, white savory. But, like, maybe, because I'm sure if it's happened as many times as she says, it'll happen again forever. So next time it happens, be like, hey, next time that happens, do you want me to say something? Or, like, what are we supposed to be doing here? Or bring it up and be like, hey, like, you know how that happens to us? But mostly to you.
Yeah.
What should I do in that? What would you like me to do there?
What do we do?
Yeah. Thinking that it's like a united front, and like you got to tackle it together.
Because
somebody did that to me and my girlfriend, if she said something, I would love it, because I certainly would be like, yep, you're right, I am. A Hispanic.
If they just came up to you and said, I love Hawaii, Matt, how would you respond?
I'd be like, you know what? I guess me too. I love it there. Nice. I'd be like, why did you say that to me?
I think I've said this before on the pod, when I was in Croatia in like 2015 or something, and there was just like a ton of German people on vacation there, because it was this like spot where Germans love to go on the coast of Croatia. And I had braids at the time, and I was walking down the beach, and this German man just stood up and goes, I love Jamaica! And I was just like, okay. Like, I don't even remember what I said, but yeah. Like, what do you even say to that?
That's wow.
I mean, I guess if we got to do that in like a television show or a movie, you would be like, the fuck was that? And then behind you, there is, I don't know, a Jamaican flag or something. Or right, he's like, oh, hey, I didn't even notice you. Yeah. I just talk like this insane person. The reality is, check with your partner. But okay, here's the thing. Why the fuck are you checking with us, 2 to 3 strangers on the internet, depending on the week, rather than talking to your fucking partner? Like, just do that. Talk to your fucking partner before you call a podcast. Come on, people. This, by the way, is sort of the secret to most of the questions, is like, y'all are just calling in to hear yourselves talk.
Which works well for us, who are just doing this show for the same reason. So
I love it. Fuck it. Should we do one more?
Let's do another one.
Punch it.
Hi, my name is Kyle. Clearly, I'm a white young guy. I work at a hotel with Jamaican folks. In fact, I'm the only white guy. But
I love Jamaica.
Before, well, the only white person, but they were Canadian folks. No matter. I was curious about Jamaican patois, and I don't think it would be offensive if I were to learn their dialect, but would it be awkward, or, well, certainly awkward, but would it be offensive if I were to incorporate some of their dialects into I speak to them? Take care.
Do we think this was Chet Hanks and we got to it too late?
Matt, I'm dead. Chet Hanks putting on his white voice.
it was sitting in the voicemail box for a little bit, so it's certainly possible. I mean, the fact that sometimes Drake can't even get away with it clean means yeah. this white person should probably take a little rest from this.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't touch it. I'm not Jamaican. Yeah.
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 Oh, man, this is...
Also, a great start. Clearly, I'm young and white. Great. Just, I love that.
It's yeah. not clear. You could be a 100-year-old Samoan man. You are Samoan.
Yeah. People are coming strong with their intros this week for some reason. Oh,
very good stuff.
Just a tiny preview. I think the next one's pretty strong, too.
Oh, great.
But...
Should we just get to it? What are we even talking about with this guy? This is not even anything. Like, no.
Well, I did have a question though, because I guess like sort of like language evolves, blah blah blah. But the way he was talking about it was like a complete different language, which was actually all clouding aside the part that I was like, well, is it though? I mean, it's still English. With different, you know, it has its own rules and syntax, and I guess it is like different enough.
It seems to me, and this is not a catch-all. This is not going to be flaw-proof. Jesus, yeah. What am I trying to say?
You know how we know a ton about like sociology and politics and the economy and stuff. Here's how much we know about linguistics.
Yeah, very little. But what I was going to say is that something that I have employed when it comes to a language I don't speak, if it is like a noun of a thing that you are dealing with often, and either the translation in English is not commonly used or is just not like the shorthand for the thing, like that, it seems like just like common sense things like that is when you can stray into dialects and stuff that you don't use or speak. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're just chopping it up in the break room and you want to be like, you know, I can't even come up with a joke because my brain is in a pretzel right now. But yeah, like, don't do it just for the fuck's sake of doing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. By the same token, I bet, like, slang just creeps in. If these are the people you're talking to at work all the time. But I think the weirdest thing is, like, had that just happened, it would be sort of fine. But the fact that the callers put this much thought into it sort
yeah,
of is like...
Yeah, it's the plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Had it just happened, like, it would be more fine than, like, clearly, like, sitting there like, okay, today's the day. Today's Irie day.
Today's the day I say tings instead of things.
Yeah. I just making... I don't know why that makes it... I don't know if that is the line between good and bad. It can't be, but...
Right. It's like, there isn't a perfect answer, but that feels closer. Also, like, if you're just using it because, like, everyone there is using slang and you're part of that group and you pop out with a slang word, if there's one Jamaican person who's like, nah, man, nah. Like, it's policed in the moment a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes it a better way to go about it. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I just will say the caveat to this is, everything we've just said, there's a decent chance homeboy simply goes through with his plan and is greeted by his coworkers with like rapturous approval. So
yeah, what if they love it?
I genuinely think that's possible. However, they also have a bit of a relationship with you, and that relationship is not going to be one that exists, say, on the streets.
Yeah.
And you have to be aware of that. So I guess that's good luck. Oh.
Good luck. This makes me think of one of the hosts of Spanish Aquí Presents, Raisa. Raisa Licea will sometimes sign emails with like, she'll sometimes say gracias, or she'll sometimes put like pero in an email instead of but. And it makes me, it's like infectious because her personality is like fun and bubbly, and it makes me want to reply and throw in Spanish words too. And I always have to be like, what? You don't have to do that. You can just let her be fun in her way. You can be fun in your way. But like, it is like a weird infectious thing where you're just like, oh, you're cool. I want to be cool like the way that you are right now. It's like, just stop.
Yeah.
Don't
be excited.
That's right. White guy, be cool in your own way. And it's not the way that your coworkers are cool. Even if you're Snow, the greatest white Jamaican rapper alive, it's not very cool. He's as good as it gets.
Wow.
He's the high watermark of that, and he's still terrible. So just think of it in those terms. You're never going to beat Snow, and Snow is the worst.
Wow. I have no opinion about Snow. I haven't heard of this individual. Matt, you want to dunk on a rapper?
Do I want to ignite a beef with Snow is what you're asking me?
Do you guys not remember Snow from the, I'm going to say, early 90s? Informer?
I don't mean to be like ageist. I was just a tiny child. I don't know.
I see you, Tawny, and I raise you, me.
I'm gonna send you fools.
Matt wasn't born until 2004.
That is gonna make you lose your fucking minds.
All right. Anyway. Let's do the last voicemail.
Hey, all. I'm a white stripper. And sometimes at work, when I'm talking to a black customer, they will refer to me using the N-word. I'm not asking if it's racist. I'm never trying to police black speech. But how do you respond to that? I usually just move past it like nothing happened. But sometimes they keep doing it and give me the pause and stare like they want a reaction. And I'm like, why, dude? Anyway, love you. Bye.
I'm not laughing at you for being a white stripper. I'm laughing at the absolute lesson in heightening that we got with these intros. This should have been taught in a UCB Zoom class. Good Lord, we really reached the pinnacle with that.
That was really great. I took my headphones off for 1 second because I had to just get away from the computer for like a second and really enjoy that. Did her profession play into the...
No, just that customers call her the N-word.
I see. So, oh, I see.
I guess that makes more sense given her workplace than like a bank, but still.
I'm
just saying, truly, like if she called in and she was like, hi, I'm a white banker and sometimes my customers call me the N-word, we'd be like, where do you live? This is insane.
That doesn't seem safe.
Seem safe. That seems like that's where I want to put my money.
Actually, yeah.
Well, actually, yeah. Now, wait a second.
The bank of the white teller who gets called the N-word from time to time. Maybe in a challenging way, but she's not sure.
I love the, and then they stare and wait for a reaction beat of it. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't. It feels like the caller kind of has a handle on this one, to be honest.
Yeah, you sound very capable.
Yeah.
And I imagine the dynamics of being a stripper are probably not easy or simple for someone who doesn't do that work to understand. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I imagine you're often encouraged, if not required, to just be nice to the men. At all times, no matter what.
Or it, unless you work at like the Ed DeBevics of stripping. I'm sorry, Matt. I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine a world like a workplace where you would be like, yeah, I can be kind of snarky and it's encouraged.
is that restaurant in Chicago where they just tell you to go fuck yourself?
Yeah. I'm sorry, is that not a nationwide reference? It's a restaurant where they're mean to you and you get to eat shitty diner fries.
That's so funny.
That sounds great.
Some people actually honestly might love that.
Yeah, that feels like whether it's a strip club or some other type of sex work.
Oh my god.
Just like rude, but not the rudest, and it's funny.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're pitching that. Matt, there's another job that you can pursue if you want.
Honestly, that's the one I'm going straight to as soon as we finish here. I'm going to start filing some paperwork.
Wait, are you starting that business or spending all your money at that business?
Well, I guess I got to do a cursory Google because I can't start a business first, you know, and then if it does exist, I'm going, you know, I guess pandemic be damned, I'm on my way.
I'm sure it exists. I'm sure people want a place where the dancers are mean to you, but we're off topic. When these black people are calling you the N-word, I think you just got to go with a no response response. Like, because it seems, I bet there's a variety of motives for people who are doing it. Maybe some, it's just affectionate. Maybe some are trying to get a rise. Maybe some kind of want a little bit of a confrontation. Like, and you're not going to be able to know. So maybe just like an okay, or like
maybe some are confused. It's possible. Mm. Unlikely, but I suppose it's possible. If they don't know what the word means, they just heard it.
You could always also be like, oh, I'm actually white. Which I don't know how you look, but maybe that'll be really funny because maybe you're obviously white. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually, you didn't tell us what you look like. Not that you had to, but is it possible anyone thinks you might be a little bit black? I'm on one today, you guys. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No.
The heat is out of control.
Yeah. The heat is on.
I can't even think. I came in the other room. My cat had jumped up onto the screen door and gotten stuck. She was just stuck in the middle of the screen door, like a lizard.
On?
Yeah.
Like,
she's just
like some,
screaming for me to come in there and pull her off.
Wait, so you had like a 3D sculpture of like the just hang in there painting?
Yeah.
You had like if Damien Hirst, you had like Damien Hirst's just hang in there. And it's like 3D mixed media with feline.
Oh god!
Incredible.
I am a mess today. I blame the heat.
Yeah, we're all losing it. Caller, you're not only way ahead of us on this. You have been doing the right thing. We don't know any of the fucking dynamics about what it takes to do your job. So probably that's right. Is there anything to? I mean, because it's like, the few times I have been called the N-word, it is just transcendent. It's just like, hell yeah. like it's just wonderful. It makes my day.
Wait, but I bet some people do feel like that. I bet they feel like it's the ultimate inclusion. Like, it's the ultimate way to be like, you're one of us. I bet some people would be happy.
I'm sure it's something not great about myself that it makes me happy, but I'm like, hell yeah. So that's a fact. Write in. Let us know why that's problematic.
No, don't tag me in anything. Don't tag me
about tag
this.
Tawny. This is not Tawny's fault. This is a strictly Andrew's problem. caller's way ahead of us. She just... You know what? You got on air. You got on air. You had the correct mix of unexpected twists and turns on a weird, struggling-ass day.
Truly, as far as voicemails go, all three of them, 10 out of 10, 5 stars.
Great
intros, work. Better than the last. Each one better than the last. Really keep it up, everybody.
Yeah. Call in 323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE. Leave your voicemails. Yo's this racist. Frondi Newman, Andrew T.
Matt Apodaca.
Yep.
That's us.
Yep. Jordan.
Do you wanna end on something that I found?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Jordan pulled up a snow video.
Oh, no.
I will just say, for what it's worth, the snow video.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There's probably only one, right?
Oh, this song. I know this song.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the high water mark for white patois boy. So it doesn't get better than this, and this was not even okay at any point.
My dumbass, I didn't know he was white, so I thought this song slapped. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.